Straight Shooter with Stephen A.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the latest edition of Straight Shooter with yours truly, the one and only Stephen A. Smith, coming at you as I love to do every Wednesday night from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time over the airwaves of Sirius XM, POTUS Radio, Channel 124. Number to call up, as always, is 866-96-POTUS. That's 866-96-POTUS. 866-967-6887 is the number to call up. I'm wishing everybody, as we sit here on Thanksgiving Eve, a very wonderful Thanksgiving. Needless to say that tonight, however, that doesn't apply. Maybe we'll find a way to be happy tomorrow. Maybe we'll find a way to get better news tomorrow. But as of right now, the news permeating the airwaves on radio, on television, etc., is that two members of the National Guard have been shot and are in critical condition in the nation's capital. They were shot in the nation's capital. They are in critical condition. They are not dead, as Governor of West Virginia, Patrick Morrisey, initially tweeted about on X. They have not died, but they are certainly in serious condition after being shot, ambushed by a lone gunman. That's the situation right now, and a lot of people are being it, and people are calling it something associated with politics. They're saying it's political or what have you. We don't know for sure, and we're certainly not going to act like we do definitively. But there is no questioning that this has happened. There's no questioning that it was in the nation's capital, just a few blocks away from the White House. President Donald Trump is in Florida for the holidays, so he was not at the White House. But nevertheless, obviously, he's had some things to say about this, and there are things, there are people that are involved, and this situation is taking on a life of its own. Reading directly from the Wall Street Journal, as the headline states, a lone gunman ambushed two National Guard members in D.C. Police say the pair are in critical condition, according to the FBI. A suspect was shot and is in custody. A quote from Metropolitan Police Executive Assistant Chief Jeffrey Carroll says, it appears to be a lone gunman that raised a firearm and ambushed these members of the National Guard. For those of you who may not remember, some 2,200 National Guard members were deployed in the nation's capital, including 925 members of the D.C. forces and more than 1,200 members from other states. The district's elected attorney general had sued over their presence, which was ordered by President Trump as part of an effort his administration dubbed Make D.C. Safe and Beautiful. That's what it is. It's a bigger story going on. And it's not to imply that this story isn't serious and this story isn't large, and that the officer and that the lives of two National Guardsmen don't matter, because obviously we're praying for their full and healthy recovery. But it is important to pay attention to what's going on in the climate that exists and what's been going on in the days leading up to the shooting that took place today. If you recall, there was a video that was put out. And again, I'm talking both sides. This is what I mean when I say I don't like none of their asses. None of them. I decide. I'm not getting in to specific individuals. I'm just talking about both sides of the aisle and how they've served to divide us as a nation. Because the constant rhetoric, the constant vitriol that's in a toxic language that is thrown and bandied about by both sides ends up inciting, in my opinion, and it's just an opinion, but damn it, I think it's an educated one, inciting the ire of American citizens out here. Now, I'm one of those big dudes. I'm an adult. Regardless of the language that is spewed, regardless of the rhetoric that we listen to, regardless of that stuff, at the end of the day, you're an adult and you are responsible for your own actions. So this individual that shot the two National Guardsmen, okay, I hope he survives. I hope he stands trial. I hope his ass is thrown in jail for the next few decades. Okay, that's attempted murder at the very least, because they're alive. It's attempted murder. There's no place for that. No place for that in our society. Zero. So there's no sympathy for that gunman whatsoever. But it doesn't mean that we sit back and we ignore the kind of nonsense that has been transpiring. We've seen it on both sides of the aisle. We saw President Trump getting into it with Marjorie Taylor Greene. We saw the rhetoric that was bandied back and forth when the shutdown was going on and how one side was accusing the other of not caring enough about American citizens when they weren't getting checks and they was having travel nightmares and they had to go to work but weren't getting paid. And how folks didn't care. Then you heard about the whole SNAP program and how 42 million plus people want food stamps. And then we heard elected officials being accused of not caring if people starved. When you say this kind of stuff, when you act this way, and when you exercising a dereliction of duty because you're not on point and you're not at work and you're not exhausting every means necessary to do everything you can to alleviate problems that permeate in our society so they don't exist. So we don't have this kind of ruckus. So we don't have this kind of uproar. Maybe stuff like this doesn't happen. There's always crazies out there. There's always somebody willing to commit a crime. I get that part. I understand it. And we can't definitively blame politicians. But damn it, they don't make it hard to blame them. They don't make it hard to blame them. So let's lock in and zero in on some of the stuff that's just been happening a couple of days ago alone. Did you see the video? I'm going to ask y'all again. Did you see the video? A video by these six elected officials. Senator Alyssa Slotkin of Michigan. Senator Mark Kelly of Arizona. Representative Maggie Goodlander of New Hampshire. Representative Jason Crow of Colorado. And Representatives Chris DeLuzio and Chrissy Houlihan of Pennsylvania. Those are the Democratic lawmakers who are now under FBI inquiry because they made a video essentially encouraging military folks to ignore orders they deemed illegal, handed down by the commander-in-chief, who is known as President Donald Trump. Needless to say, Trump was not going to take that lying down. So naturally, he had something to say about that on his Truth Social platforms. I got three of them to read to y'all right now so you know what he's saying. President of the United States, Donald Trump, November 20th, 2025, writes, "It's called seditious behavior at the highest level. Each one of these traitors to our country should be arrested and put on trial. Their words cannot be allowed to stand. We won't have a country anymore. An example must be set." President DJT. That wasn't his only tweet or post on Truth Social. Then he comes back. "Seditious behavior," all caps. "Punishable by," and the word "death" in caps. He had one more that he posted. Here it is. "The traitors that told the military to disobey my orders should be in jail right now, not roaming the fake news networks trying to explain that what they said was okay. It wasn't and never will be. It was sedition at the highest level, and sedition is a major crime. There can be no other interpretation of what they said." Respectfully, hold on, Mr. President. That's not entirely true. You could have said seditious language, and you may have had a point, particularly when it comes to what we saw on video from Senator Mark Kelly. I don't know if we have that video right now, but I'd like to see it if we did. My point is, you could have said seditious language. You could have said that was irresponsible. You could have said, "How dare you give such a directive to our military men and women who serve under my command because I'm the commander in chief?" You could have said that and stopped right there. Traitorous, punishable by death. That's a bit extreme, Mr. President. Highly irresponsible on your part, I might add. Definitely hyperbolic. Beyond the realms of embellishment. and dare I say, irresponsible on your part to be coming out with such rhetoric like that. You're calling for a United States senator to be seen as a traitor, to be arrested. You're accusing them of an act of treason, punishable by death, and you think that helps. Before I go any further, I'd like my team to put up on the screen the credentials of this particular senator who called for Trump's orders to be ignored. I would like to remind you that this is a retired United States Navy combat pilot who served our country with honor and distinction. I'd like to remind the president this is a NASA astronaut, not to mention a sitting United States senator in the United States of America. That's what you just said. Respectfully, Mr. President, Mark Kelly served this country with distinction. You didn't. Not as a military official. I forgot what it was that Wes Moore joked about when it came to you, the governor of Maryland, and what rationale you used to avoid entry into the United States military when you were younger. But you would think that there's a level of sensitivity that the president would have. Sensitivity maybe not towards Mark Kelly, but towards the process. Knowing our country and who we are and what we stand for, and he should not be saying something like that. Having said that, respectfully, to Senator Mark Kelly and the other five representatives in our nation's capital, Trump wasn't entirely correct. That's true. He also wasn't entirely incorrect. Senator Slotkin, Senator Kelly, Representatives Crow, DeLuzio, Houlihan, and Goodlander. The president wasn't entirely wrong. He may have gone too far with treasonous, punishable by death. But was he wrong to allude to the word seditious or to say the word seditious, particularly when it comes to the language that emanated out of the mouth of Mark Kelly? At least that's the one I saw. No, he was not. Matter of fact, if I remember correctly, looking at Senator Slotkin on television, I believe it was on ABC over the weekend. She claimed on national television, National Guardsmen were going to start shooting at American civilians. That wasn't responsible. Senator Slotkin, what's that about? What's that about? That doesn't help matters. And as it pertains to Senator Kelly, let's make sure we point this out too. Because this is incredibly important. It really, really is. When you look at Senator Kelly and what he said, I asked somebody, one of my researchers, to look this up for me because I wanted to know exactly what this was. And what am I asking about, ladies and gentlemen? I'll tell you what I'm asking about. Because when he called for the military to essentially ignore orders, I started thinking back to that movie, A Few Good Men. I started thinking about Tom Cruise having the character played by Kiefer Sutherland. I think it was Lieutenant Kendrick. And when he was grilling him, and there was an objection from the DA, Kevin Bacon, I remember the judge looking at Tom Cruise and saying, "And I will remind you, you're talking to a decorated officer." Because essentially it was a reminder that this isn't a normal court of law. This is the United States military. They live by a different code. They live by a different code of ethics. It's called the Uniform Code of Military Justice, UCMJ. It's the federal law that governs the conduct of all U.S. military personnel, active duty, reservists, and in some cases, even retired service members. It functions at the military's legal system, as the military's legal system, separate from civilian law, with its own courts, crimes, procedures, and punishments. That's what it says here. What does the Uniform Code for Military Justice actually do? It sets the rules for crimes and offenses, service member rights, court-martial procedures, non-judicial punishment, Article 15, by the way, and command authority. Why it exists? Because military service requires standards of discipline and readiness beyond civilian law. Essentially, a consistent legal framework. If anybody knows that, it's Mark Kelly. Respectfully, Senator, what the hell are you doing? Looking into the camera. And telling military men and women to ignore the commander in chief. How dare you? How dare you do that? That's right. I'm calling out. I never served in the military. That's true. I have family members who did. Some of my best friends have Marines, Air Force, Navy, Army. I haven't heard one of them, not one of them, say that was okay. How dare you do that? Is it treason? No. Is it punishable by death? It shouldn't be. So the answer is no. But you know better, Senator Kelly. You know better. How dare you do that? What are you supposed to do? You're a ranking senator. You could go to the Senate. You could go to the House. You can put up draw up paperwork. You can try to start articles of impeachment if you think there's something illegal. I mean, damn, it ain't like y'all haven't done it before. You impeached a man twice. Where'd that get you? Got us behind back in the White House. Had you left him alone since 2020, maybe he wouldn't be back terrorizing the Democratic Party the way that he is. But you did it. You did it. And here you are again with this nonsense. How dare you do that? I'm not a military person, and I know better than that. You don't tell military men and women to ignore an order from the commander in chief. You don't do that. Is it going to amount to what Trump tried to embellish and indicate? No, but that don't make you right. How dare you do that? He's the commander in chief for the United States military, period. You have no business doing that. None. And by the way, the biggest reason is because what was illegal? You didn't tell us what it was. What laws? Why did I bring up A Few Good Men with Tom Cruise and Kiefer Sutherland in that sequence and Kevin Bacon? Why did I bring it up? Because the mere thought of you even implying that a military officer is engaging in some type of salacious or illegal activity is trouble. In the military, not the court of laws for civilians, the military. Senator Mark Kelly knows that. Trump is giving illegal orders. What are the illegal orders? How come you didn't tell us? Where's the evidence? Where's the evidence? Why do you think the investigation is going on? Why do you think Trump is all over Pete Hegseth? Over the Department of War and the FBI with Cash Patel, and folks are looking into and probing what's going on and how can they get to Mark Kelly because they know he did something wrong. You crossed the damn line. You are an elected official of the nation's capital. We have a constitution. You got a problem, you go through the necessary process. Whether it's Akeem Jeffries in the House, whether it's Schumer in the Senate, or anybody else. That is the point you're supposed, that's the process you're supposed to go to. You don't go in front of the cameras and give military officer or military personnel a directive to ignore their commander in chief. And you've given no evidence what his illegal orders were. And if you try to sit up there and say, oh, it was just alluding to a future reference to future situations. Oh, so he's going to give you an illegal order in the future. Ladies and gentlemen, that flies over the airwaves of SiriusXM or one of these news networks. or something like that. It does not apply in our military. You can't do that. So once again, here we are finding ourselves. To all of us moderates out here, which makes up about 80 to 85% of the electorate, by the way, what does this all mean? What this all means is that there's an absence of common sense on the fringes. Extreme right, extreme left, people don't know how to hella act. And engaging in this kind of back and forth gives the impression of dissension and vitriol beyond the realms of sensibilities. And something needs to be done. This is why a damn sports guy with no interest in being an elected official is being considered a presidential candidate, because we don't trust their asses. Because they don't know how to act. This is overboard. I thought hyperbole and embellishment was supposed to be reserved for Trump, Senator Kelly. That's what I thought. Evidently, I was wrong. Rahm Emanuel, former White House Chief of Staff, former mayor of Chicago, as knowledgeable as they come in the world of politics. He's up next with yours truly right here on Straight Shooter with Stephen A. Don't go away.